Welcome to Younger But Wiser, a podcast that celebrates the wisdom of teen girls and how we as adults can learn from them. We'll talk about everything from perfectionism and failure to radical self-acceptance. We'll dive into what these young women might be nervous about losing as they get older, and even advice they have for us adults. I'm your host, Ripley Rader, fashion designer, CEO, and founder of Camp Rocky Road, a leadership camp for girls. I'm on a mission to inject our next generation of young women with unapologetic, grounded self-esteem. This pod is intended for mothers and daughters alike, and my hope is that you'll listen together, and who knows, maybe it'll even generate some interesting conversations. Every week, I'll interview a new fantastic young woman, talk about juicy topics ranging from self-care to the comparison game, and then jump into our know-it-all segment, where I ask the girls questions and hold space for honest, vulnerable answers. This podcast is our opportunity to offer a bridge between the generations, an opportunity for mothers and daughters to talk about something more than how school was today. It's a chance to really hear each other, whether you're 60 or 16. Join me as we get to know an army of women not afraid to stand out. Hello, gorgeous woman. Stella, hi. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is exciting.
I adore you. So before we dive into the juicy topic of the day, how old are you and what grade are you in?
I'm 16 and I'm in 11th grade.
Do you have a lot on your plate? I feel like that's a silly question.
Currently, yes, it is like AP week and a week, but it's also like the last week and everyone just has to push through, you know, like.
So it's finals. Is it finals this week? Do you have a lot of finals and tests? Yeah. So that means it's even more precious that you're here. So thank you for taking the time. We talked earlier about different subjects that teen girls are facing a lot. And we landed on self-care. So let's get started. What is your definition of self-care?
I think a lot of times when people think of self-care, of course, it's like, you know, taking a bath, a bubble bath, which is yes, or like makeup, which also yes. But I think there's more to that than just the like physical aspect. I think for self-care, I've learned a lot about, you know, like setting boundaries or like deleting your social media just to cleanse all of that. And also like taking time for yourself, self-like. And I think a lot of the times we're just always in this like go. I have so much to do, like always focusing on the next thing when we should like sit back and relax for a second. Cause I think this world just really puts this idea of to be doing something, and especially like in school and everything, and your parents, they constantly are like, oh my God, like, are you doing this? Are you doing this? And I think it's good to step back for a second and just, you know, be in your moment, but also self-care. I've been recently like going out and just like sitting in the sun and tanning, and I feel like that helps me so much, like just getting like a fresh breath of air so much.
I love that. We're going to put a pin in the boundary subject because I do want to get back to that. But are you seeing, when you talk about taking the time and feeling the pressure from everyone, are you seeing your friends, are you guys all sort of craving the time for yourself? Do you feel like other girls your age are feeling the need for self-care as well?
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like we're constantly like on the go with something. And I think, yeah, taking time just like for yourself is something that I think a lot of people like want. And sometimes people feel guilty for that too. I know sometimes I do. It's like, I feel like I constantly have to be doing something. And that may apply to some people, that may not, but I think like the longing for just like time for yourself is definitely something that's needed.
Yeah. I call it creative alone time. I have to have it.
Yeah.
I have a question about where do you think real self-care separates from the self-care, and I say that in quotations, that's so widely used in the wellness and the beauty industry?
Yeah. I think the real thing is more, I'm going to go back to like the boundaries and like deleting social media and everything. I think that part, there's this Instagram account called like We the Urban, and I'm obsessed with it because I think when you consume, so I think often we compare ourselves a lot, and that's just detrimental. Like comparing is just not it for yourself, like yourself. And I think that comes into self, into pairing when you're and which is why I think it's so beneficial to follow accounts that make you feel good about yourself and that promote good habits.
What is your relationship with social media right now, or what has been and what is currently? Because it seems like you've reached a point of growth and an understanding of your relationship with social media. What was your relationship and what is your relationship now? And what are specific things you've done in relationship to that? Because that's a huge part of our world right now. What have you done?
Totally. I think social media, for me, I used to be like addicted, like totally. I could not get off Snapchat. I could not get off Instagram. I had to constantly be seeing what people were doing. And I think that was just not good for me at all. Like seeing other people go out to places while I'm like home on like a Saturday, like that just like wasn't good for me. And I deleting like Snapchat or just taking a break from social media definitely helped me so much, like mentally, and just be in the moment, because it takes away so much of our time and awareness of where we are in the present moment. And I've learned a lot to just stay in the present and just like be mindful of what's going on around you.
Because you got rid of the clutter of the social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you decide who to delete and who to follow? I mean, are there people, does that apply not only to famous people, but that does that apply to your friends as well, or your acquaintances in school? On what scale are you following, unfollowing?
I think partly celebrities too. Like I only follow people like fashion. I'm really into fashion, so I think just like fashion models and just like the clothing and everything. But also for school, I mean, yeah, like also people that I know. And I feel like it's a big thing if you like unfollow someone. So I realized that a really good thing that Instagram has is like mute. I don't know if it's
mute.
Yeah. But it's like, but their stuff doesn't show up on your feed. And so it's like, you're not really following them, but it doesn't say that you've unfollowed them, because I think a lot of drama goes down if you like unfollowed someone. People take it really personally. But I think it's okay to unfollow people for your own. Like, you should not apologize for having to do that. Like, if you need to unfollow someone, unfollow someone. But depending on the circumstance with the person, I think mute is a very helpful thing on Instagram.
I feel like that's one of those specific tools in life that seems silly when you say it out loud, but actually in practice, it's a huge part of self-care.
Totally.
When do you
know? Because it's like friends that you've.
Oh, sorry. No, keep going, please.
No, it's like friends that you've known maybe, or maybe like fallen out of, or maybe relationships like boys and everything that you've like had connections to. Like, I think it's good to take a step back from that too, and not constantly with, oh, they're new friends, or oh, they're new like girl.
Yeah. Yeah. You talk about the comparison game and listening to yourself, and my question for you is, how do you know inside, like, how can you feel that you need to practice some self-care? What does it feel like inside? How do you know when you need to step away? How do you know when you need creative alone time or a walk in the park? What does it feel like?
personally, I feel very groggy. It's this feeling in my stomach that kind of like sinks, and I realize like I need that to be lifted. So I think when I have that personal feeling of just like grogginess or just something just not sitting right, like my gut is that gut intuition where it's like, I don't like feel okay right now. Like I need to go do something. I need to go fix that energy.
Nice. Is this something you've learned, or is it something that you've had from the time you were, I don't know, that you remember, 9 or 10 years old?
Oh, I've had to learn this, and I'm learned this because I definitely did not have this before. And learning, honestly, embracing into action of like when I need to listen to myself and take care of myself. Oh my God, has helped so much. So definitely have not had that. Definitely had to learn that.
That's actually a very nice thing to hear for all of us at all ages, to know that this is something that you learn and then you relearn and you relearn and you re-listen. It's growth. I'm going to go back to what you were talking about earlier about boundaries and about boundaries in friends, in time, accessibility, all the boundaries you set as self-care. What have been the most powerful boundaries you've set for yourself at this point in your life as a form of self-care?
Yeah, I think it's really not going back to people or situations that have done you dirty. Wherever your energy is like not prioritized, like just don't go back to there. And I think that's a great boundary for yourself. But also, I think an important boundary is setting boundaries with your parents as well. And I think a lot of times, like I've noticed girls or just teenagers like have a difficult time being like, hey mom, like I just need some like space alone, based on like the reaction their parents will give them or their ability to give that boundary. And I think boundaries with parents is where it like starts, but also like with friends too, like I said, just protecting your energy.
Do you feel guilty when it comes to boundaries with parents? Is that what stops you or your friends from setting those boundaries with your parents?
I really think it comes to the relationship with them or your ability to stand up for yourself, because I know every parent is different, but I personally, I've really learned to like speak up and set it when I feel like it. And obviously not when I feel like it, because you have to be accommodating to them too. But like when you've had enough, you know, like be like, hey, you know, speak up, because it's like, you have like every right to say so too. And I think parents should be more aware of that.
From the mouths of babes, I tell you. When you talk about boundaries and when somebody's done you dirty, how do you walk away from that? Like, what do you say to yourself to not check so-and-so's Instagram post from last Saturday night? What is it? How do you stop that? How do you stop yourself?
It's really all in self-control, because it's like, it's just you, like, and you can't, like, if you go to someone and complain about it, it's kind of like, okay, yes, it's all really up to you and your control. Like, I've really learned to hold back, because it's so tempting sometimes to check up, but you really have to have that control.
And I feel like you and I have spoken in the past about sort of trusting your better self, your wiser self, to know, don't do this because I'm going to feel terrible if I do.
Right. Like when I check it, I'm going to be like, great.
Okay. So to wrap up this part of the segment before we dive into the next, what's some advice you have for other girls who have a lot on their plate like you do and that are desperate for self-care?
I think just take and like put everything away and just sit in the present moment and kind of decide like, what do I need right now? Do I need to put on some mascara? Do I need a bubble bath? Do I need to like sit in the sun, like, or just take a breath and just sit in the middle of my room and just like lie on the floor or like take a nap, like really listen to yourself and honestly just like take a deep breath. Deep breaths help so much, and just really listen to yourself in that moment.
That is the highest form of self-care, isn't it? Listening to our gut. Okay.
Always.
Now we are jumping into the next segment of this podcast, my favorite part, the know-it-all segment. Stella, what is your superpower at this stage in your life?
I think it's really the ability to give myself validation. And that did not come, that was not a thing like a year ago. Like, if you asked me that, like, I would have been like, oh my God, like something totally different. And I'm so proud of myself for accomplishing this. Like from yourself is literally the most important, like it's all you need. And I just think that's literally my superpower at the moment.
That is an incredible superpower. Oh, I'm in awe. Okay. What don't you want to lose as you get older and become an adult?
I still on that, definitely still like trying to please others. I don't want to like lose the ability to still have acceptance for myself. Cause I know it's like, as you grow older, like, you know, it's, you'll go through some rocky situations, but like always like losing myself. So like always staying true to myself.
Yeah. I love that. What do you understand that adults don't think you do?
I think acceptance. Like, okay, hear me out. I'm going to go back to the whole like validation point, because I think a lot of people, like even adults too, I just don't think, well, I'm just like in a very good like mindset that I've created for myself at this point. And I think like that's somewhere where I'm at, and maybe not a lot of people like know that, but I just think like internally, like I'm there.
That's so great. Do you think that your family sees where you are, like really sees like the good place that you're in right now? Has that affected the relationship with your family?
I think partly, yeah. I think once you've really had that like internal acceptance, it's like, it just, good things come out and just better things arise from that. Better relationships, like better time speaking up for yourself. I think overall, like it's just better energy.
And then final question, what advice do you give your future self?
Oh my God, to keep going, to literally keep going. It's like, no matter what hardship you're in, it's like, you're gonna get through that. Like, just keep going. It's gonna be okay.
Oh, Stella, you are a lighthouse. You're a lighthouse. And no matter what age you are listening to you talk, it is ringing true inside of me. And so I am so grateful for you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with me and being on the podcast today. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Oh my God, always. It's a pleasure.
We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Mwah.